Bonjour à toi, Deuil.
Bon,
Okay, good morning. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Leonard. Okay, so we're on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Mem Tes is now talking about tasting from a mevushel, from a something that's cooked. So we said in the Mishnah that if you say a neder, that I won't have hanah from a mevushel, you're mutter to have hanah from tzli and shaluk, from roasted and from shaluk, which we said is overcooked. Because overcooked is a different chefta than cooked. It's called something else. That was the Mishnah. Came along the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Yoshiya, Oyser. Tanya, we have a Brisa, Rabbi Yoshiya, Oyser. Rabbi Yoshiya seems to Aser. Now, what is Rabbi Yoshiya Asering? So the Ran and the Rashi both say that Tzli v'shaluk, even though.
Not sure.
So, according to the Ran, he's saying Rav Yoshiya, the sixth, seventh wide line, Tanya, Rav Yoshiya, that if you make a neder on mevushel, it's also even on tzli. Now you might say, so he seems like he's arguing on our Mishnah. Rav Yoshiya, it seems, is a Tana who argues on our Mishnah. And even though our Mishnah holds, you make a neder from mevushel, you mutter on tzli and shaluk, and that comes Rabbi Yoshiya to say, no, it's aser, it's a braiser. Rabbi Yoshiya argues and says it's aser on shaluk and on tzli. Why? So he says, have a little raya. Avisha ein raya davar, zeichel davar. Even though it's not a pure raya, it's a zeichel davar. Zeichel davar is a little bit less. Seems like it's not such a strong raya. And we had a question yesterday of why exactly is it not a raya l'davar? Why is it only a zeichel l'davar? So what's the first, let's see the raya. What's the raya? Shenemar, Vashu es ha-Pesach, Bo'esh, Kamishpat. The Pasuk says, in Divrei Yamim, there was a king, Yoshiyah, and he was a good king, and they cooked up their Pesach in a fire, Kamishpat, like the way it's supposed to be. So you have a raya from here that if you have a Korban Pesach and you put it in fire, it's called Bishul. That's his raya.
Which king? Same name?
As what? No, it's a whole different story.
No, I'm just saying the same.
So in that case, Bishul refers to any type of cooking?
So in that case, now what your questions? What?
So their bishul is referring to all type of cooking? Doesn't matter, it's tzli, shalom.
So one thing we do see is that even if it's tzli, that's included.
Right.
Now, really, all you see is tzli, and that's really what the Ran says. The Ran says, "No, you didn't have a bushel also, but tzli. If you make a neder on bishul, you're usher on tzli. So really, that's all you have a right to."
Right.
The chiddush is in Rashi. Rashi, for some reason, said even more. Look at Rashi, this eighth line from the top. Rashi says, "Rabbi Yoshiya Omar, Oyser, Bitzli
Mm-hmm.
the miskri nami Rashi held that it's both. Even shaluk is called bivushul. Now you have to know where did Rashi get that from. Rashi, it was marbe a little bit more. The Gemara only brought a raya to say to a raya that bishul you call tzli bishul, but we didn't really see that you that even shaluk is called bishul. So that's a chiddush that Rashi put in. We're not sure where he got that from. So we'll have to see
You
more as we
know,
go on.
the shallow is official.
Yeah, so we'll have to see more. But anyway, that's what Rabbi Yeshi holds. Rabbi Yeshi holds that Tzli and Bishul are both also. We know the as we're talking about this pasuk from Vayivashlu es haPesach. Vayivashlu es haPesach means that they cook the Pesach. So, Len, could you just get one more thing? Get one Gemara in the Nedarim and four Chumashim. One Gemara in the Nedarim and four Chumashim. Yeah, one a regular Gemara in the Nedarim.
Okay, and sorry, and
and
Chumashim.
four Chumashim. Yeah. So just to bring up the Chinuch says that this is a mitzvah that we're going to read about on Pesach. The mitzvah is that you should number mitzvah Zayin. You shouldn't eat the Pesach, no, which means raw umevushal. So it is a little bit timely, this mitzvah here, but that's what that's you know what is what's the shaila here? Because this is a raya from this pasuk. We're going to see in a minute more about it, but the pasuk says, "Don't eat it, no." Don't eat it raw. What's raw? So the Chinuch says that raw means before it's finished cooked. Before it's being finished, how much? Before it is, at least it's the words here. He says afilu b'tzli, even though it's tzli, no says it might have done roasting, but it has to be fully cooked. If you started to put the fire on. It's not fit for eating. Nikra no. That's called no. So the it seems that is holding that this is not called. It's not even Kamaichel ben Yosoi. He holds you need it to be Kamaichel ben Yosoi. Thank you. He holds it needs to be at least Kamaichel ben Yosoi to be called tzli. If it's not Kamaichel ben Yosoi, it's not edible. It's not even called. That's called no. That's the way that the Ran learns, which means that he's learning it similar to Shabbos. Okay, but if it's chai legamri, but if it's raw legamri, that you didn't even start the fire on it, that's not called no.
Really?
That's not called no. To get malchus on it because of no. It's also with the raisa. It's still also with the raisa. It's not called Sli'esh, but it's not called Noah. Noah is only when it starts to be cooked a little bit, roasted a little bit, but not fully. That's therefore the Malchus is this is the lav. The lav is I'll talk to you Noah. Don't eat it. Noah, to get Malchus, a person has to eat it where it's a little bit roasted, but not just started, but it's not fully cooked, it's not ready to eat.
Maybe that's when you have to do some action or
No.
Well, then you'd be eating.
No, you just say simply that it's not.
The action is eating. Is the eating?
Well,
Is
that
that the Avera?
yeah, Aveira, the Chinuch
Meaning
ends
it
off.
was supposed to, I guess I'll follow
Yeah, I'll talk about it enough. If you eat it when it's raw, when it's gnaw, you get malchus. Yeah. What's the halacha? Just read the end of the Chinuch. He brings a machlekes in the Ramban. The Malchus, yesh chilek. No, it's ma'aser. There's a ma'aser.
I'm saying, I'm just, that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, no, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying it because it's not no. If it's just plain raw. That's not even called raw. If it's not even a little bit, no, it means it got cooked a little bit. It's still raw. Now, in terms of Malchus, he brings down there's a chilek. Between the Ramban and the Rambam, Shekol Nifratim Bilav Echad, when you have a bunch of things under one lav, Ein Leiken Aleihen Ela Malchus Achas. So here he says, Al Toichlu Kiyem Tzliyesh. There's a few things under it. Okay, fine. He has a whole argument over here, but
He said there isn't.
yeah. So it's a whole machlokes. Fine. But the Rambam says, yeah, it gets Malchus. The Ramban says it's two mitzvahs. Okay, either way, but the nekuda here he's saying is that that's the perush, that if it's not sliyesh, then it's osur either way. To have it plain raw, it's not osur, but there's no malchus. And bishul is when it's b'mayim. That's why, or b'chol mashke, made perush, any type of drink. That's why we don't eat the carb, even we have meat on Pesach by night. We make sure that it should be with liquid, because if we have it without liquid, then it looks a little bit like the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is just without any liquid.
What's the downside?
It looks like you're bringing the Korban Pesach. It's just we don't
So
have the
why wouldn't
bit.
that be like a zecher? Why wouldn't that be a good
No,
thing?
but there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it looks like you're bringing, like you have real meat, if you
We don't
say.
even point to it. Right? When we say Pesach, Matzah, we don't even point to the.
See, you don't want to make it mamash like you have a carbon if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and that's the mitzvah, and the Tama mitzvah is that we're like kings, and if we have to eat like a king, and the way that kings eat it is roasted on a barbecue. Okay, fine. That's the Dinei HaMitzvah and the Tama mitzvah. Okay, then he gets into other things. So that's the so here too, we have a mitzvah here and the pasuk here. If you open up the Chumash, the pasuk here is bringing this down. This is two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is in Parshas Bo'i, and Parshas Bo'i is where we have this mitzvah of Al Toichlu Menu No. So you just take a look at that pasuk, Perek Yud Beis in Shemois, Parshas Bo'i, Perek Yud Beis pasuk Tes.
Okay.
350.
So here the pasuk says, "Al toichlu menu no, ubasho don't eat it raw, don't eat it cooked. Yim tzliyeh." Pasuk Tes says, "Only tzliyeh, only roasted." Roishe al kibra akrav al kibra. Okay, so that's the pasuk to bear in mind, and Rebbe Akiva Eiger says that there's one more pasuk to think about. Rebbe Akiva Eiger says that's the source of the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. But if you turn to Re'eh, which we're going to read about on Pesach, on one of the 2 days of Yom Tov, we're going to read Aser to Aser. And that's going to be the mitzvah of where it's going to say about Pesach once again.
It's 1012.
Now, just to take a little jump from Aser to Aser, where it's going to speak about Pesach, so let's just jump to Perek Tezayin. Perek Tezayin going to say Pasuk Aleph. Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph in Sefer Devarim, Parshas
1020.
Re'eh, 120, 1020. So, Leonard, if you have a Chumash, Parshas in Devarim, Parshas Re'eh, so it says, Shomor es Chodesh Aviv, guard the Chodesh Aviv, make sure it's the springtime. And if it's getting a little cold, like this year, make sure you make a Ibriyar add in a month. V'zavachta Pesach, and you shall shech a Pesach l'Hashem l'kecha, to Hashem your God, tzoin u'bakar. Now, Soin ubakar. Back to Gemara in Psachim. Bakar. Soin is for Pesach, but bakar is not for Korban Pesach. Bakar is not for that. So what does it mean? So the Rashi brings down right on the spot. Zavachta Pesach Hashem lekecha. So the Gemara, look at the Divrei HaMaskil of Rashi, and look how Rashi's Divrei HaMaskil in the Chumash breaks it up here. Len, you can look on with the. So you look at Divya Maskel. Rashi says, "Beis Rashi puts a comma. Tzoin. Pesach is from Tzoin. Tikachu, because Tzoin refers to sheep and goats. That's what you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach from those two species. Ah, it says also Bakar, says Rashi, coming from the Gemara in Pesachim. That's for the Chagiga. We know you're supposed to bring a carbon hagiga, yoyle regel. So you bring a carbon, another animal. And therefore he says, nimnu Pesach. And why would you have a hagiga? So there's two ideas. If they have, let's say, a lot of people on your one animal, we know that the carbon Pesach is supposed to be eaten ala soifa, like a derech of a sar, like someone who's a real important person, officer. So we also eat the carbon Pesach ala soifa, so therefore we make sure we eat meat stam, and then from a chagiga, and then when we get filled up, then we eat a kazayis from the carbon Pesach. Okay.
The chagiga that they did, they did a chagiga, or they just had a carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim?
In Mitzrayim. We have to check up. We'll have to see in Parshas Boy what if they had the chagiga. Could be they didn't. Could be they didn't.
When they were in the Midbar, did they offer the Korban Pesach when they were in the Midbar?
Twice. They had twice. The second year and the I think like the last year. So here he's saying that just we have to put this taich into the words of the pasuk tzoin ubakor, tzoin for Pesach, bakor for the chagiga. And that's where you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk Gimel says don't eat chametz. Pasuk Dalet is lo yirah lechasar. Pasuk Hey lo yisuchal lizbech esah Pesach b'achad sharecha, and don't shech the Karm Pesach in anywhere outside the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk Vav kiyam elamakaim esher yivchah Hashem lekechal shakin shmai sham, only in the Beis Hamikdash. Pasuk Zion. So here's the one pasuk that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings. Ubishalta biyachalta. Make sure you shech the Karban Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash. Ubishalta, and you should cook it. Ubiyachalta, and then you'll eat it. B'makom b'shev chayshem lekecha boy u'panisa ba'boyker. So the first question asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, right on the side of the Gemara, is why did we bring the pasuk down from Rabbi Yoshia? Rabbi Yoshia brings a raya that even tzli is called bishul. He had to run to a far out pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Why did he run to Divrei Hayamim where it says Vayvashua Pesach Baish Kamishpat? Why didn't he bring the pasuk down In our Torah, in Parshas Re'eh, where it says also, Ubi Shalta V'Yachalta. And obviously, you're doing Tzli, because now it's Mamash talking about a Karban Pesach, and it says Ubi Shalta. And even have a Rashi. The Rashi says, Tzli Yesh, Bishul Tzli Yesh. So what's the Pshat here in... So why did the Gemara of Yeshua have to run to Divrei Hayamim? We should have just kept it local. In
a different shot than said
in the Torah
yesterday,
so the Orach Chaim here argues on Rashi and says ubishalta v'achalta. Frek the Orach Chaim, how can you say bishul on the Karban Pesach? So the Orach Chaim in Parshas Re'eh says boshul mevoshul. So it says you can't have bishul. He brings the lav that we just looked up in Parshas Boy. They can't have bishul. So he says that the bishul's going back on Pasuk Beis. When we spoke about soinu bakar, bakar is for the chagiga. So for the chagiga, you could do bishul just to fill yourself up, and it's not going on the tzoin of the pesach.
That's
what?
That doesn't flow with the pashuk pshat. Like Rashi's pashuk pshat seems to flow with the context.
Yeah, it is true that pasuk hey is being about a karm pesach exclusively, and pasuk vav also. Yeah, but. We are speaking about the Karban Chagiga. So what happened to the Chagiga? Frektar, the Kliyukar, the Arachayim, what happened to the, like we forgot about the Bukar. You are shechting for a Chagiga. So even though we mentioned more the Pesach, he takes the limelight, but there is the Chagiga, which is in the background. And Leisucha Lizbech is a Pesach Ba'achadrecha, who had in the Chagiga. So that's...
Rashi emphasized the context.
Yeah.
So the context, even though it's like logically seems problematic, but he's putting them something.
So just so the first answer to this, if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger, That's the Rebbe Akiva Eiger here, the Gilyan Hashas. The Gilyan Hashas says, right, the first one, Gemara Shenemar, Vashos Tepesach, Koshali, Amayla, Maizi, Mikroz, Betoira, Parshas Re'eh. Why don't you bring the Pasuk from the Torah in Parshas Re'eh, where it says clearly, also, Ubi Shalta, Be'achalta. V'yesh Lemar. And there is V'yesh L'yashiv, and there is what to answer on this, but Rebbe Akiva Eiger does not give you any suggestions what he means, but there is different answers to this question. So that's one answer that they bring down.
I guess the Orchaim would be one of those answers.
Yeah.
It's not speaking about the basically like speaking about the Pagiga.
Right, right. Now there's a few more answers, but
so he would hold that when they did the Korban Pesach in the Midbar, even those two times they must have brought a Korban Chagiga. Otherwise, what would this be referring to?
Well, it's in the future. Maybe it's not talking about the Pesach. Maybe it's in the future. Shamar Chodesh Aviv, in the future, guard the Chodesh Aviv. So maybe that's what he means. Okay, we have to see another answer. The Shalmin Nedarim says that we'd rather bring the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim because we're going to talk in a minute about Lashon B'nei Adam, and Nedarim goes after Lashon B'nei Adam. So if you have a choice to bring a Pasuk in Chumash or a Pasuk in Navi, what's closer to Lashon B'nei Adam? So Navi. So we'd rather bring a Pasuk in Navi than a Pasuk in the Torah, which is very interesting to think about.
This is more of a narrative than
a Lashon.
Right. Okay. That's the second answer. The Rishash brings another answer, a third answer.
Telling us, even though the Tanaim were arguing about whether you use halachic language or lay person language. So even though they had the machlokas, we've now came to be decided that we'd rather use lashon b'nei adam. But the machlokas was there in the Gemara.
Is based upon the mindset.
But the machlokas we were talking about yesterday was, I thought, was among the Tanaim.
That was the Rashi and
the Rishonim. Okay, the Rishonim.
Whether it meant Shaluk meant Yoter Midai or meant undercut. So halachically, it meant Yoter Midai, because that's how it's. I think that's how it's. Is that how it seems? And then, but what was with the care? Halachically, it meant
what? Shaluk. We said halachically, it means overcooked.
So halachically, it means overcooked.
People
refer to
it as
overcooked.
But were the Rishonim having an argument about which one to use?
And there was
now,
an analogous.
But
yeah.
Now we have come to decide. It's been decided that we would prefer one of the arguments, which is lashon b'nei adam.
So we're going to get to the Gemara. Wait. So we'll see the Gemara. But we're going to see it right now. We're going to see the Gemara. Gemara is going to talk about that. Gemara is going to talk about it. Let's wait. No, let's wait. We're going to see in 1 minute. I'm just giving you, he's preempting the idea and giving you just a source about that.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So let's go back to the Gemara. So now we got the two answers to Rebbe Akiva Eiger's question. Okay. The Chasam Sefer says maybe a third answer. Ubishalta ve'achalta in Parshas Re'eh is it wants to be chalak between Pesach Mitzrayim and the Pesach L'doyros. So in the Pesach Ubishalta ve'achalta, you could say that Pesach L'doyros.
Maybe Pesach in the Midbar is different.
Maybe Pesach in the Midbar needs Tzli.
Cooking and roasting.
Maybe Pesach Mitzrayim was Tzli Bedavka. Yeah. But maybe from now on we don't need, maybe afterwards. It could be Bishul.
It was just,
wow.
So you could have learned from that Pesach Bishalta V'achalta. You could have learned that for other generations, you could do Bishul. Ubishalta V'achalta. Maybe you don't need Tzli, Dafka. Mm. Dafka, Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe Dafka, Pesach Mitzrayim, you need Tzli.
It wasn't.
So you need to, no, so therefore he says, maybe for the rest of the Dairis, you don't need Tzli. Therefore, you say, no, I'm bringing a pasuk clearly to say, Ba'esh.
It has to be the same way with Dinah Mitzrayim.
Has to be the same way with Mitzrayim, and it has to be with Tzli. So therefore, you brought that pasuk. You need to say Tzli, right, that they did it with Esh. Okay, fine. So that's the answer to that. And we'll have to bear in mind the other question that Max wanted to know. So why is it only a Zecher L'davar, and why is it not a Raya L'davar? So we'll bear that question in mind. So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yoshia Oyser, Rabbi Yoshia Asers to have Tzli, that he says, if you say, I won't have Bishul, you're not allowed to have Tzli either. Because Tzli is included in Bishul. Okay, period. That's clear. That's the Raya. And the and now we have to go to the Gemara a little bit more. Oh, says the Gemara, Lema Balkam Iflugi. Let us say that this is what they argue about. The Rebbe, so there's a machlokes between our Tana of our Mishnah and Rebbe Yoshia in the Braisa. Rebbe Yoshia in the Braisa holds, if you say I won't have Bishul, then you're not allowed to have Tzli. And our Mishnah says clearly, if you say I won't have Bishul, you're allowed to have Tzli. So far, that's the setup of the machlokes. Alan and Leonard, right? You hear the so far? That's the machlokes between the two Tanoim, our Mishnah versus the
Braisa. Listening.
Good. Okay, good. So that's the setup of the Braisa versus the Mishnah, our Tana versus the Tana of the Braisa. Okay, says the Gemara, and what's the Machlekes? What do they argue on? So Lema, it's a major Machlekes. What's the roots of the Machlekes? Lema, welcome. Let's say it's what they argue about. Rabbi Yoshua says you go after the words of the Torah. V'tana dilan, savra b'nedarim halachach halashon. We always know that we always say you go after Lashem Bnei Adam. We always say for all these things that you go after Lashem Bnei Adam. But maybe Nedarim is different than everything else. So the Tana of our Mishnah, maybe the Tana of our Mishnah holds you always go after Lashem Bnei Adam. So therefore, when you say in Lashem Bnei Adam, you say the words Bishul, people talk loosely. They say I'm gonna cook up my meat. I'm gonna cook up my meat. Do bishul. So that is a loose way of saying, but it can also refer to
roasting. I think for carrot, our Mishnah says that tzli is matzah. The carrot, people say, don't use it to refer to
tzli. Oh, so yeah, you could say he says the opposite. People, Tana, our Tana. Our Tana holds in the Dorim Halachah Lashon Adam, and therefore that would be, if you say, so people use it exact, I take that back, you're right. People say, I'm going to barbecue my meat. If they say, Bishul, I'm going to cook up the meat, that's not accurate. And that's most people would accurately describe that I'm going to roast my meat if you want to talk about barbecue, correct. So therefore, that's why the Pshat in our Mishnah, you go after Lashon Adam. But Rabbi Yoshua says, we don't look at Lashon HaTorah, we look at Lashon HaTorah. Lashon HaTorah, maybe the Torah says things that are loose. For example, like it says, Vayvash l'sapesach bo'esh. It says clear in Divrei HaYomim, or according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? It says also in Chumash, Ubishalta, like in Rashi, Chumash says, Ubishalta is Tzli. So you see that Bishul is used loosely to refer to Tzli. So therefore, that could be the simple Eitza, what they argue about, how you tight up the Machlekes. Do you look at the Lashon Bnei Adam, or do you look at Lashon HaTorah?
It's unusual that Lashon Torah would be so fluid.
Loose?
You would think it would be much more exact.
I would think it would be fair.
Yeah.
It would be precise. Although Torah is not precise.
Yeah.
Like their measurements are not precise.
Right. Really?
yeah. Okay. And look at the Rashi for a second. The Rashi and the third line. No, that was just on certain words that are used in a poetic language. Okay. That's a shiloh. So Rashi here says, Halach, the third line says, Halach HaKalash B'Yadim, in the third line in the Gemara, which is, let's say, 8 lines on the top, 10 lines on the top. Yeah, so Rashi says here that's not the derech for people when they talk to say bishul if they're talking about the barbecue. So says the Gemara, that's what they argue about. Is that true? Lema, lema. Let's say that's what they argue about. And the Gemara, loy. No, that's not what they argue about. Lema. Gemara says loy. The kuli alma, everyone holds. B'nedarim halach achar lashem ne'adam. Everyone holds. And in the dorm, you go after Lashem Nei Adam, which means everyone holds the way we're understanding that. And the dorm has to do with the way people talk. But so, what's the machlekes? If that's the case, then what is going to be the? What do they argue? Does everyone, you know, if everyone says it like this or like that? So the answer is Mar Ki Asrei or Mar Ki Asrei. The answer is each. Tana, who lived in a different country, and in their country, they talked a little different. Asra de Mar, they spoke like this. Asra de Tana de Lan, let's say in the land of our Tana, he, in his land, they spoke Hanoi de Minam Mevoshel. When they said Bishul, they meant Bishul, and they did not mean Tzli. So Tzli, Karule Tzli, in his city, they called Tzli Tzli, and Bishul, they called Karule Mevoshel. Bishul, they called Bishul. And Basud Reb Yoshia, in the city of Reb Yoshia, Afilu Tzli, Karu Mevoshel. In the land of Reb Yoshia, they used the Lashonis a little bit lighter, and they weren't looser, and they weren't exact. So Reb Yoshia's land, since you go after Lashon Bnei Adam also, so you have the liberty to even, when you say Bishul, Bishul is Tzli, and if it's Tzli...
Do we have Tzli Acha Bishul, or Bishul Acha Tzli, or Bishul Acha Bishul? For Shabbat. How do we understand it?
So, you know, this is the question. Hilchos Shabbos, we also speak about such things. We speak in Hilchos Shabbos if you have a cholent, which was already, like tzli means it's without any water. Bishul, yeah. With bishul, it's with water. And we speak about this sometimes. If something's mevushal, we know there's ain bishul acha bishul, but there's yesh bishul acha tzli and yesh tzli acha bishul because there's two different cooking processes. So that's why if you have like coffee beans are cooked or different types of things that have
depends on the makom that you are at in order to find out about Hilchos Shabbos.
That's for sure. But it is true. There is two different things. And for Hilchos Shabbos, tzli achar bishul, bishul achar tzli is a problem. You have two different cooking processes, so there is an issur on Shabbos. But so bringing this back to here, so what are we saying? So really, we're not going to make it such a big machlokes that Rabbi Yoshia versus our Tana, that maybe Rabbi Yoshia brings from the Lashem Torah that it's loose, and our Tana holds that no, it's exact because Lashem the other. No, really, they both hold Lashem the other. And what's the machlokes between them? Just how people talk. In Rabbi Yoshia's city, they use the words loosely. And in the town of our Mishnah, his town, they use the words exact. So Gemara asks, V'hakra nasiv. But we have a problem because he brought a pasuk. The pasuk says that the Rabbi Yoshia brought a pasuk to prove his point. By Yivashla Sapesel Beish Kamish, but that was where he brought to show that Sli is included under the name Bishul. So if he brings a pasuk, I thought you're telling me now that it has to do with this way that his city talked. And the Gemara is machdava alma. Really, the ikar reason of Reb Yoshia is because of the way people talked in his place. Pasuk as machdava alma. The pasuk was an as machdava alma. It's machdava. Now it's very interesting. What is an as machdava? We know an as machdava is like a little bit of an illusion. So if you look at the handout that Len made over here, very interesting. Oh, thank you very much. The handout here is what exactly, if you had to ask someone, what's a asmachta?
It's a support.
A support.
Yeah.
But what does that mean, a support? Like, does it mean that it's supporting the din that the Rabbanon made from the Torah? You found a Smach, what does that mean? So it's a major, major machloikas between the Rambam and the Ritva How do you explain Pshat here? So let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam says an amazing Pshat. So the page where it says the whole, it says on the bottom, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, whatever.
They're all
Yeah, no, that's not.
source.
Right above the bottom line says page 240, Mishnah and Perush to Rambam.
Okay.
The top line says V'chol Inyan. So we got to send this out on the WhatsApp. Do you want to just take a picture of this? Just introduce what he's saying right here. It says the top line says V'chol Inyan. So on that page says V'chol Inyan. We have what we're reading here is the Perush Mishnayos leHarambam. We know the Rambam wrote the introduction to his Perush Mishnayos to the whole Mishnah, and in there he wrote all the different ways in learning and the Misora. He tells you everything. So part of what he tells you and everything there, he tells you about what's called Halacha LeMishmei Sinai. So he tells you Halacha LeMishmei Sinai means something that has no source in the Torah, in the Gemara. And whenever we'll say Minolon, we're asking where is the source? And if we'll bring a pasuk, we'll try to bring a pasuk. If we can't find a pasuk to back it up, we're going to finally say Ella, you're right. It's not a pasuk in the Torah to back this up. Rather, it must be Halacha LeMishmei Sinai. That's the definition. When do we say Halacha LeMishmei Sinai? If you cannot find a source. So here the Rambam is saying that whenever you have something without a source, it's Halacha LeMishmei Sinai. Oh, so he says over here, for example, when do we say something is Halacha LeMishmei Sinai? So now they have something, when you say, let's say fruits of, let's say what, let's say, so we're going to see here. It says over here, let's start over here. B'chol inyan, any item in the Torah, any mitzvah in the Torah that doesn't have even a remez in the Torah, and not even a smachta in the Torah, and you can't learn it out. In the Yud Gimel Midrash Nidrashas Bahem, such a thing. Here you can see on the WhatsApp. See this copy here. So it says Be'ela Bilvada Brim Halacha LaMishmei. That's what's called Halacha LaMishmei Sinai. Olafika Chedever Kishamanu Shiurim Halacha LaMishmei Sinai. And therefore we said Shiurim is Halacha LaMishmei Sinai. Hikshinu Alzev Amarnu. We asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked. Are Shiurim removes from the pasuk? Eretz Chita Sarah. You say Shiurim. Shiurim are hinted in the pasuk. Now, where is the pasuk? Where's the hint? So, if you look, jump to the bottom paragraph. I copied the Gemara where it says this. Upliga de Reb Chanan. You see the bottom five lines. It says Pliga de Reb Chanan. Reb Chanan, our example, Reb Chanan called pasuk kula shiurim. When we say Eretz Chita Sarah Gefen Teina Rima Zay Shemen of the Vash, that's the whole pasuk is on a simple level telling me the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael. But on a deeper level, it's coming to say, Chita is telling me a shir. We learned in the Mishnah. If you come into a house, which is a tsaras, pras. If you just walk in quickly and walk out within 2 seconds, and you don't wait there, which is 3 to 4 to 8 minutes, then you don't become tameh by just running into a house or running out. And we learned that out from the word Chita, which is wheat, which comes into a pras of a piece of a bread of wheat, a loaf of bread. That's what we learn after the word chita. So mm-hmm. How, if a person touches a bone, it has to be as big as a se'ora, as big as a piece of barley. If it's not so big, it's not matami. But if it's big as a se'ora, matami will be matami if he touches or carries it. But a bone, which is just as big as se'ora, it's matami maga, but not matami ba'oil. It's if you touch it or you carry it, it's matami. But if you just walk into a tent where there's a bone, which from a maze, you don't pick up tummy. So that's the next second shear that we learn out from the words se'or gefen dvash. And then he brings out dvash comes from a date. So we say, how much is the share of a person who eats on Yom Kippur? It has to get satiated. So, koseves hagasa, which koseves is a date. So a dried out date, that's how much it takes to make a person satiated on Yom Kippur. Gezayis is not this year. A date. That we go into all of them. That's Davash. So all these things are Shiurim.
And who made the who makes up these aswachtas?
So the Gemara, these are all straight out of the Gemara. And the Gemara darshans all these things. It's brought down in Erevin. So really, I didn't copy the Gemara in Erevin, but if I would have had time, I would have told you this Gemara in Erevin also. The Gemara in Erevin darshans all these things on Daf Dalet. Gemara says all these things, how much is, let's say, Achila Yom Kippurim? It has to be that shear. Has to be satiated to be miyashiv. By the way, the word for kesevus is a date, because that's what miyashiv a person. Miyasuve date, they got to calm a person down. And if he's starving, it's just eating kezias is not the shear. Fine. That's number one. For that's achila. And that's like very big. It's bigger than just, it's like a beya, so it's bigger. Okay, and all these things, the Gemara calls these things, and the one is obviously the Kizayas. We know the Zayas, we learn out that Kizayas is usher for, that's for all Achilas. Ein Achila, Pachas mi Kizayas. That's from here, we learn out the call of Terakula, that whenever it says a shear of Achila, it's a Kizayas. And whenever it doesn't say the shear, you just estimate Achila is Kizayas. Okay. So we're learning a lot of halachas from this.
So we, so talking about eating, there's a makor for gebrocht. Nobody's answering. Nobody's saying anything.
No, so he's saying over here that we have a gemara here in Erevin, and the gemara says remind is also a shear. Gemara says remind tells me a shear of how big a kli if it has a hole. If a kli has a hole, is that called a kli? When it gets too big a hole, then it loses the shame kli. So if the hole is as big as a rimon, so then it becomes that it's not a kli anymore because it's such a big hole. So it's a very interesting Gemara, and that's what the Gemara is learning out, that all these things are giving me the shiurim of when you say different amounts. So based on that, the Gemara says on all these things, the Gemara says, is Shiurim written in the Torah? It's not really written. It's only remes.
That's the other opinion. The goal is that it's not, it's, those are, that's just a smokin.
So I'll just read your Gemara in Erevin. What? So wait, let me just read it. One second. I just want to read in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, so you have all these Shiurim. So the Gemara in Erevin says, right, Geffen. Is if a nazir drinks a revius of yayin, he's that's a shear of that. So we see all these things are brought down. There's a shear shiurin. So the Gemara says shiurin chatitin and mechitin is their raisa. Where does it start? Really, I should really start by the beginning. It says shiurin mechitin and chatitin are halacha l'meish v'sinai. Shiurin means the shiurim. Chatita, to have a chatita when you go to the mikvah, is halacha l'mishvina, and mechita, to have a mechita, ten tfachim, for certain things, is halacha l'mishvina. So Gemara says, shiurim, is halacha l'mishvina. What do you mean? It's deraisa. It's learned out of the pasuk. D'chsiv, eretz, chita, zayra, gefen, utein, ariman, eretz, eishem, and devash. And Reb Chanan dashes all these things in the pasuk. Chita, for pras, achilas pras. All these things are learned out clear in the pasuk. How can you tell me it's halacha l'mishvina? So, the Gemara answers, one second, so after all these things, Ella, now the Gemara says, V'tizbara, do you think that this is a real drasha? Shiur mechtav ksivi, is it written clear in the pasuk? It's not written in the clear in the pasuk. Ella hilkasaninu, these are all halacha mishpatinai. And it's an asmachta harabonon akroi. The Gemara says it's an asmachta. It's an asmachta. So what you're seeing here is very interesting. So let's go back to the handout here. Let's see how the Gemara is going to bring this down. So back to this handout. It says it's a machloikis. But he says, first, one mandamer holds that...
Because he doesn't say it. He doesn't say it's a...
doesn't say it's halacha moshav sinai. It says eat a chanishim and hadyam yitzivi. Ela mi the rabbanan.
Yeah.
Mi the rabbanan.
Yeah.
It's different than.
No, that's it's the same thing.
The krav asmat v'alam.
Yes, that's the same
in
thing.
In that respect, it's the same. But
yeah.
One saying it's halacha moshav sinai. The other one saying it's the rabbanan.
Correct. Correct. So it could be a machlekes. Could be a machlekes. Right. So we'll have to see. The whole right is a whole machlekes in the Gemara. Reb Chanan, right? It could be it's two different ways how to learn it, but so one thing the Rambam is saying, that if you have no source in the Torah, but it's clearly just an illusion, that's called a asmachta, and therefore the Rambam holds that when you have this pasuk called Eretz Chita Sarah Geffen Te'ena. And that tells me shiur and mechitza and chatzitza is halacha l'meshri Sinai. So I it says in the pasuk, the Gemara answers that really it was taught at Har Sinai, but it doesn't have a place in the Torah where you have the yud gimel midah shatar in the judgment. The way I have the Rambam here, the Rambam. Okay, this I just copied one place where they talk, but just tell you the Rambam clear. The Rambam says if it's not learned out the yud gimel midah shatar in the dreshes behem or a drush in the Torah. Then it's halacha l'meshri Sinai. Ah, it says chita sayra gefen. That's an asmachta. That's an asmachta. But we're gonna cut just to get to the what is the Rambam? Fine. That's
meaning we have the tradition from Sinai, halacha l'meshri Sinai, and they tie it to they pin it on this pasuk as maybe a way to remember or whatever.
So look at so what I want to stress from this whole thing. Is the last four lines of the first paragraph. So look at the Rambam here.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Five, 10 lines from the, eight, 9 lines from the top. But achas amidas. They don't have any yisoid in the Torah. But achas amidas, shatari de dreshman. Vein lam remes, b'chol ha-Torah, it's not a remes. Ela hismichum ha-lepasuk seh. This is what I want to bring out. The Rambam holds that there's a hat-smichum. There is a juxtaposition where there's a asmachta to this pasuk. Ke'ein simen, to be like a simen. Kedei sheyishmerum v'yizkerum, in order that you should guard it and remember this drasha. Eidah v'inin ha-pasuk, it's not really pertinent to the pshat of the pasuk. V'zeh v'inin k'ra asmachta v'alma v'chol makom sheyizkerum. Whenever you see the words asmachta v'alma, the Rambam says, so the Rambam says Hashem is helping us, the Rabbanan, really, it's the Lachem Mishri Sinai. But the Rabbanan gave us a hint how to remember it. And this is the way the Rambam says it.
That's what I was going to say. Like you do all the time with your...
correct. And we have a lot of different places in Shas where the Gemara brings certain allusions of things, you know, how to remember different types of different halachas that we bring down. So that's what it means. So the Rambam holds that it's a memory aid. Asmachta is a memory aid. That's the chiddush that we're seeing over here. That very, very important Rambam, which you wouldn't believe if someone had told you this, you wouldn't believe it. But the Rabbanan are doing that just to help you remember, you know. And we find, you know, we find in the different places where they give you these types of memory aids based on different spin-offs of the Torah. But here, Chita Sarah Geffen, these are ways how to remember.
Yeah, by Elaine. When you talk about the kosher birds and the reptiles, when you talk about the kosher birds, all the truff notes are on top. When it talks about the shorts and all the notes are on the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, so, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot throughout the Torah where we have different allusions and you have things that help you remember. You have to see each example. You know, pre-Eitz Hadar, the Rambam had brought up right before. What's that? Is that called? Is that learned out, or is that learned out from somewhere else? So each thing you have to learn up. Fine, but that's the Rambam. Now let's look at the next sheet. The next paper is saying here, the Ritva. The Ritva argues. The Ritva says here, we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Hashem says, speak in front of me, Malchus Zechronis B'Shefus. And it says, "What do you mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said that we should say this? Where did Hashem say you should say the all the 10 psukim on Rosh Hashanah of Malchus and the 10 psukim of Zechronis and Shefas?" So he says, "It's only the pressure, like we explained." Says the Ritva, Mikol Markim, Mimasha Omra, Toira Zichron Trua. It says in the Toira Zichron Trua, Yeshlomit Jeroi, Lehazgir, Psuke Trua, Psuke Zichron. From the fact that it says in the Toira Zichron Trua, you learn from here that there's a mitzvah, and it's Roy, it's fitting to mention Zichron Trua, Psukim about the Trua. Psuke Zichron, Umalchius, Nafkalon. And then psukim about Malchus, like we learned, Shadosh Chazal, then the Sifra, Yipazi Vayelam Zikarim, Vnei Hashem Vakecham, Shein Tam Vlam Vnei Hashem Vakecham. Why do you have to say that? El Zeb Vnei Yav, this is the source, Chol Makam Shatoyim, is Aquinas, Ata Ois, Ata Soy Mechloi Malchus. We're learning out that there's a din to do Malchus, Aquinas, and Shefers. So this is the Rabbanon. It's not from the Torah, says the Ritva. Umiyachasam Chav Rabbanon, Litakuni Hani Psuki Ditkiyaza. And this is what we learned out to be Masakin. The Rabbanan learned from the Pasuk to be Masakin and Takana to read 10 Psukim on Rosh Hashanah from Zechronius and 10 from Shefer and 10 from Malchus. Umisho Machi Ketani Rebbe Kiva. And that's how, so basically the Ritva is asking Akasha, how could it say that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, says that Hashem said, Ibru Lefanei Zechronius, Umachis Veshefer, and it will come Yale Lefanei Ubameh Beshefer. Hashem ever said this? The Rabbanah were the ones who said to say the Malchus of Anish Shefers. How do you answer that kasha? How will the Rambam answer this kasha? So the Ritva says, I'll tell you the answer to the kasha. Because I have an allusion in the Pasuk. Hashem said very interesting words. Zichroin Trua. So we learn Hashem is leaving us a hint here to Zichroin, to mention words of Trua. And mention words of Zechronis. And then there's another pasuk, Adi Hashem Lekechem, mention words of Malchus. So this is giving the Rabbanan a hint to say that you should be Mesakin. Hashem is dropping us a hint that we should be, that the Rabbanan should be Mesakin, Tem Sukkim of the Malchus, Zechronis, and Shervis. Ushabachi Gatani, therefore Rabbi Kiva said the following words, Oh, Marakadish Baruch Hu, because Hashem did say it. He left a hint. And a hint, we should always take a hint. Right, as it says, you take a hint from Daila Hakima Buramiza. You get a remez, and then you know what the person wants. You know, if you, you know, whatever, whether it's your wife hinting to you, you know, she's hinting to you something about, you know, flowers, Sarah Yontif, and she's saying, wow, the table is bare. And you're like, that's true. You know, it's so clean. And she's saying, you know, but, you know, when she's saying it's bare, you finally get the hint, and you run to the flower store. She says, why are you running? He says, my wife just told me to get flowers. That's telling, because the hint, you know exactly what she's telling you. It says, so to hear, koma sheyesh le yasmachta min ha-pasuk, hey ear. In brackets, it says, hey ear. Hashem is being meir, and it's a ha'ara telling us, sheroi las is kain. You should do this. Elish lekavu choyva. It's not a chiyuv. Hashem didn't make it a chiyuv min ha-tarva. But masu chachamim, Hashem gave it over to us, and He dropped us a hint, and we have to pick up on a hint and be masakin it to be a dinder rabbanon. Zeh davar borur ve'emes. This is clear, true, no shaila. But look at the Rambam, not like the Rambam who learns that asmachta is kederach simin shnosu chachamim to remember. V'lishak evanta atar lekach chas v'sholim. Chas v'shalom to say the way it's only a sim and help us remember things.
And what does he hold halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? What is the Ritva?
So let's just finish the sentence here. Chas v'shalom to say like the Rambam zudas minus. This is Apikorsus. Atoyra he'ira b'kach. Hashem is being mayor us. It's up to us. Hashem's giving us in what Hashem wants. That's why we always find a smachta. It's not the chachamim are doing it from scratch. וכל תורה שבעל פה רמוזה בתורה שבכסף, שהיא תמימה, וחס ושלום שהיא חסרה כלום. So, you see, according to the Rambam, it's not really written בכלל in the Torah shebaal peh. So,
where does halacha mishmishina fit in?
No, so it is halacha mishmishina, but there's a. He's just saying that these halachas, there's a remez that Hashem is dropping as a hint. So, like when you go hiking and you're not sure where the trail is, and then you see a tree and it's engraved in the tree, you know, this is the right path, you know, keep on going, you know, I was here in 2024, you know. So that's a hint that someone's telling you, so the trailblazers are telling you that you're on the right path. So Hashem is sending us a hint to do a mimasak in this. This is brought to Hashem to be mimasak in this, and that's what Asmach is.
It's a semi-source.
Yeah. So we have a major machlekes. So the reason I bring this down is because now in our Gemara we're bringing down this idea of asmachta. So in the end of the day, the Gemara is saying, what do they argue about? Are they arguing about Rabbi Yoshua versus the Tanakhama? Are they arguing about do we say in the Dorah we go after Lashon Bnei Adam, or do we go after Lashon HaTorah? So we thought in the beginning that Rabbi Yoshua holds Lashon HaTorah. So it's very geshmak why he said, he brought a pasuk to bring back up that's Lashon HaTorah. Bishul includes Tzli. That's a Torah. That's what Rabbi Yoshua held. And Tana Dilan, our Tana goes that no, Bishul, Tzli, Tzli. We go after Lashon, and Dharam goes after the way people talk. That was the Havamina. But the Gemara says the Teretz. No, everyone goes after Lashon Bnei Adam. And Rabbi Yoshua's town, they were very loose. When they called Tzli, they said Bishul. And Rabbi and the town of our Mishnah holds, they were very exact. When we said Bishul, they meant Bishul. And said Tzli, they meant Tzli. So the problem is, says the Gemara, the last kasha is, yeah, but Rabbi Yoshua brought a pasuk. If you're just telling me the way your city talks, then you don't have to tell me anything about what does a pasuk prove to you about a city? So the Gemara is answering, you're right. Really, all he had to do was bring the way his city talks. There's nothing to do with a pasuk, but he was able to pin it on a pasuk as an allusion, as an asmach to be alma. Now,
is that more according to like the Rambam's way of looking at it?
Now, we have to think about these two ways. We have the Ritva versus the Rambam. According to the Rambam's very geshmak, asmach to alma, says Rabbi Yeshia, it all depends on your city. Our city talks like this, so that's the way our city talks. So he says, but I want you to remember this forever. So I'm going to bring you a pasuk. I want to make a good pasuk, whether the pasuk is Bishlu Esa Pesach or Vayivashlu Esa Pesach. But according to the Rambam, it's very geshmak. Why Rabbi Yeshua brought a pasuk to help you remember his halacha? You know, you want to. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Remember my pshat. My pshat is the right pshat." So he says, "Vayivashlu Esa Pesach," where you see black and white that Bishul is referring to something of tzli.
Well, I get, as opposed to, I thought it was more like what he's saying. Yeah, and here it's sensible that my locale did this because they got the allusion from the pasuk. So it wasn't just an arbitrary decision to make this the common language. We have a basis.
That you're going back to Ritva. So you're saying that you.
But it's not. It doesn't mean that he's using the halachic terminology. But it's just here's how the origin of the common vernacular came about. We based it on the pasuk. I don't know. Like otherwise, it doesn't really add. It doesn't make his argument stronger, right? It's just this is why we chose it, not because it was an arbitrary thing, but the basis was in the Torah, and it helped us remember it.
Or yeah. We had a way of thinking about it, and it just so happened we saw the Torah that this kind of supports our way of thinking.
So,
I mean, yeah, there's some connection.
So you're saying it's an interesting, it's a little big, a little chiddush here that you have to say according to Ritva. Usually we have asmachtas, right? The Ritva is saying, you know, Imru Lefanei Malchias. So according to the Ritva, Imru Lefanei Malchias, because we saw an allusion in the pasuk. Here it's a little bit of a little. You're saying that the way the people spoke is fashioned after the Torah,
right?
And they found an allusion in the Torah. This is a little harder. Usually we use it for the Rabbanans. So here we're using the words Asmach Tavama a little bit loosely because it's not really a takan of the Rabbanan. It's the way people talk. It's a little watered down, a little looser. According to the Rambam, it's a little more geschmack, a little more geschmack on this. Okay, so either way, that's the pshat in the Gemara. So, but what remains to be answered in the end of the day is what does it mean now? Why did Rabbi Yeshua say, even though there's no raya, there's a zecher? Now, why is that not a good raya? Why is that not a good raya? So Rabbi Yeshua said that bishul includes tzli. So now he brought a pasuk. Why is that raya not a good raya? So the right away the Ran asked the Kasha. So look at the Ran, the first Ran in the Gemara, as the lines get wide, the seventh wide line, or eighth wide line. Tani Rabbi Yeshua in the beginning of the Gemara. I don't have a raya, but Zecher l'davar. I have a zecher l'davar. Zecher l'davar means like a shtickle remembrance. Just it sounds like a. It's not a.
You're gonna smile.
Not a real raya, but it's a zecher l'davar. I think of zecher l'davar as a. It's not a raya gemara. The zecher, just a a chatzi raya. Why? Because it says by Vashut HaPesach. It says they cooked the Pesach or Pesach and another tzli. And Pesach is only eaten roasted. Uksiv vayevashlu. It says there by Vashlu. So you have a raya that when you say Bishul includes Tzli. Frag the Ran, isn't that a raya gemura? We all love raya gemura. Why not? Why is there raya gemura? It's a pasuk. See, the answer is kedalminam b'maskana de'benedarim holach achaloshim b'de'adam. The answer is if it would have been a takana from the Torah, then you have a clear pasuk here to
There's no
backing it up.
flexibility for a common man.
So then it wouldn't even be a chati raya. It wouldn't be a zecher l'davar. It would have been a raya gemura if you have a raya source from the Torah to tell me that when you say bishul includes sleep. Says the Ran, so you know why it's not a raya gemura? Because in the end of the day, we don't say that the chachamim are baking a takana based on the metzias, based on the Torah. It's not based on the Torah. Kedamrinan. Really, it's time. But you have the pasuk. So, what is the pasuk? So, according to the Rambam, it's very geschmack. It's just a zecher l'davar. Zecher literally would be a remember, a siman to remember the way the Rambam says it. According to the Ritva, you're going to have to say that there's an allusion, maybe there's an allusion to this. You have to push that into to the way people talked. It's a very, it's a little schwer to put that in, a little schwer.
If I understand, we described or explained the Ritva.
Yeah.
Is Hashem hinting to the rabbis how to make the halacha?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So in that pasuk, let's say in the pasuk, Hashem is hinting to the rabbis
Sure.
to include.
Let's say shiurim,
To include Sli as part of the
so
Lusha?
how do you translate that? It's a little shver. This is a little bit of a shverkeit, how the Ritva is going to learn this our Gemara, because it's really we're dealing with shiurim with something which is lashon b'adam. If it's lashon b'adam, so it's not really based on the pasuk.
Especially when in different locales. Their
Yeah.
mindset is according to the way the Torah, the strict, and according to their locale,
So it's not really based on the Torah, so
it's
that's why the Ritva is a little shver. The Rambam is it fits like a glove, it fits beautiful. It's a siman that Rabbi Yeshua brought to back himself up, but according to Ritva, why is Rabbi Yeshua bringing the pasuk down as an asmachta? What's an asmachta? That's not the is that was that what so Len is saying? You have to say that the people they learned that up as a smach for what they the way they talk, that they brought this as a raya. That you should talk like that because you see the Torah is dropping us a hint that you should speak like that. That's how.
would that be the only connection? Could also, otherwise, what halachically, like you're saying, Hashem is giving a hint. But is there ever a is Sli ever treated like Bishul, like in other halachic purposes? It
So in
doesn't
Hilchot
seem to be.
Shabbos, we're saying no. In Hilchot
No,
Shabbos,
so
we're saying no. It's
there's
really
no other
different. It's really
connection.
different. The whole yesh
It,
bishul achatzli. If you have something, but you're not allowed to
yeah.
roast it. So it's that that's at least we have, but that's the answer of the Gemara. That's why it's only a zecher davar. It's not a raya gemura because he's not. If in the Havamina, it was a raya gemura. So when we learned Rabbi Yoshia right away, it was a raya gemura. So we didn't understand. So why does he only call it a zecher davar? So in the Maskana, when we finally got down to Rabbi Yoshia's final pshat, now we understand why he only calls it a zecher davar. Because halacha lemaisa, we go after is not after people way people talk, then you don't bring a pasuk. The zecher davar. Okay, very good. We'll stop here.
Thank you. You never answered me, Rabbi, about Gabrox.
Yeah, what do you want to do? How do you want to
There's
learn that?
matzah sharuya. I think that's a halacha, right? Matzah that you can eat matzah
It's a
sharuya.
minute. That's a minute, right? It's a minute. So what do you want to say with that?
No. There's a is. Some people have taken on the iser of not eating gabrox.
It's true, but
The chumrah.
right, it's a chumrah, right? Chumrah, because they're scared and might get chametz in it. Right. So what do you want to say with that?
No, I'm just saying that I thought that there was no raya that you can eat gebrox, but I looked up and I see that matzah sharuya, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is okay. So that's wet matzah sharuya is wet matzah.
Yeah. So it's a
Wow.
minhag. It's a minhag that we're scared that it might become chametz. Minhag might become chametz. Yes. But that's not that. It's not the Rabbanan. It's not us at the Rabbanan, and there's no illusion.
Okay. Right,
Yeah.
right.
So,
Okay.
okay. Very good. Have a great day.
Shkoyach. You
Yeah.
too. Kol tov.
Yeah. Kalta. Yeah. So we're gonna have.